The Nipissing Lakers varsity women's team finished the regular season in dramatic fashion with a comeback overtime victory at Memorial Gardens over the Toronto Varsity Blues Saturday, coming off a tough 4-1 loss Friday night against the Blues. The Lakers looked to bounce back in the second meeting of the weekend. And after 3+ periods, it was the Lakers walking away with the 4-3 overtime victory. The lone goal of the opening period came from the Blues, who tallied on the power play just after the midway mark of the first. Coming out of the first intermission with the score reading 1-0 Toronto, the Varsity Blues doubled their advantage in the second period. Just before the midway mark, the Blues made it 2-0. With under 4 minutes to go in the middle frame, Madison Lauberg scored her first of two goals, getting the Lakers back in the game. Maria Domenico and Ashton Denham picked up assists on the first Nipissing goal of the contest. Down one after 40 minutes, the Lakers didn't waste any time in the third evening things up. At the 6:31 mark, Lauberg found the back of the net again, tying the game. Katie Chomiak and Allison Hayhurst earned helpers on the game-tying goal, setting up a sprint to the finish between the East Division's top two teams. That was all the scoring in the third period, as the teams finished up regulation even at 2-2. In overtime, thanks to the rest of a power play, the Lakers had all the chances and possession, and after a few glorious chances, it was Lauberg who banged home her third of the game, giving her a natural hat-trick, including the game-winner to give Nipissing the victory. Hayhurst and Maria Domenico each picked up assists on the power play goal, giving each of them a two-assist game. Chloe Marshall finished with 16 saves for the win in Saturday's contest, while Nipissing fired 27 shots of their own at the Blues net. Next up for the Lakers is round one of the playoffs, as Nipissing hosts either Ontario Tech or Ryerson.